Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. We've all heard about how food waste is a problem, and there are a lot of apps that try to prevent leftovers from ending up in the trash. But how do they work? And do they really cut down on food waste? We had Sedianne Blatchford and Iman Kambai from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So first off, can you explain what these apps do?
Well, there are a handful of them out there, and they're all a little bit different. But the idea is if you use the app, you can find discounts on food that restaurants, grocery stores, or cafes would otherwise be throwing away.
So, like if a bakery has day-old bread, you can buy it for less money.
Exactly. But it could be anything. Vegetables, donuts, burritos, the list goes on.
Cool. Sounds great.
It certainly sounds like it. But we wanted to investigate to find out if it's as good as it seems. So we called in an expert.
My name is Tamar Makov. I'm a professor of circular economy at Ben-Gurion University. My training is in industrial ecology.
Tamar studies how digital tools like apps affect people's consumption and behavior, and how that impacts the environment.
She's used her background to research a whole range of apps related to food waste. And one of her big takeaways is that we aren't always great at predicting what's going to be sustainable.
Oftentimes our intuition about what's going to be more sustainable just aren't that good. You know what I mean? Like, I know that my intuition is very bad.
And this can be the case for food sharing apps too.
Intuitively seems like it would be more environmental. In practice, however, it's a bit more complicated than that, because once we transition from one system of provisioning, then also our behavior changes.
What kind of behavior change is she talking about?
Well, for these apps, part of the question is how people spend the money that they save from buying discounted food.
If I save, you know, $300 a month by being on this food waste platform, if I choose to buy a ticket to LA from Boston, then that probably kind of offsets most of the benefits of reducing food waste.
In other words, sometimes making things more efficient can actually increase, not decrease, overall consumption. Economists call this the rebound effect.
Because I can just afford to buy more, right?
To see how the rebound effect shows up in food sharing apps, Tamar and her team looked at hundreds of thousands of listings on a peer-to-peer food sharing app.
Then they estimated how much money users saved.
And analyzed the data for different respending scenarios based on things like income level and location.
They found that, depending on the specific scenario, respending from food sharing apps could lead to significant environmental rebound effects for carbon emissions, water consumption, and land use.
What kinds of other things were people buying with that extra money?
Well, part of the problem is that it's hard to know exactly. It could be spent on things like new clothing, recreation, or buying more food.
So should we be using these apps?
Well, Tamar says,
definitely.
After all, food sharing apps can prevent food from ending up in landfills. And less food in the landfill helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Plus, they can help people save money on food, which is never a bad thing.
But as Tamar says,
it's definitely not a silver bullet. We need a lot of other solutions at the system level rather than the individual level to change things.
At the end of the day, experts agree that
the best solution is reduce.
So when we're talking about food waste, we should first try to buy less food. But then these apps can also help too?
As long as you're not using your savings on pastries to buy plane tickets.
Got it. Thanks, Sedianne and Iman. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.